If we want to cultivate worthiness in our children, we need to make sure they know that they belong and that their belonging is unconditional. What makes that such a challenge is that most of us struggle to feel a sense of belonging, to know that we are a part of something not despite our vulnerabilities, but because of them. We can't give our children what we don't have, which means we have to work to cultivate a sense of belonging alongside our children. Here's an example of how we can grow together and how our children are capable of great empathy. There's nothing that inspires that deep sense of belonging like shared empathy. When Ellen was in fourth grade, she came home from school one day and burst into tears as soon as we shut the front door, then ran up to her room. I immediately followed, then knelt down in front of her and asked her what was wrong. Through her sniffles, she said, "I'm so tired of being the other. I'm sick of it." I didn't understand, so I asked her to explain what she meant by the other. "We play soccer every day at recess. Two popular kids are the captains and they pick the teams. The first captain says, 'I'll take Susie, John, Pete, Robin, and Jake.' The second captain says, 'I'll take Andrew, Steve, Katie, and Sue, and we can split the others.' Every single day, I'm one of the others. I never get to be named." My heart sank. She was sitting on the edge of her bed with her head in her hands. I was so concerned when I followed her into her room that I hadn't even flipped on the light. I couldn't stand the vulnerability of seeing her sitting in the dark crying, so I walked over to the light switch. It was divine intervention. The act of starting to turn on the lights to alleviate my discomfort made me think of my favorite quote about darkness and compassion from Pema Chodron, who writes, "Compassion is not a relationship between the healer and the wounded. It's a relationship between equals. Only when we know our own darkness well can we be present with the darkness of others. Compassion becomes real when we recognize our shared humanity." I left the light switch alone and walked back to sit with Ellen in the literal and emotional dark. I put my arm around her shoulder and said, "I know what it's like to be the other." She wiped her nose on the back of her hand and said, "No, you don't. You're really popular." I explained that I really do know what it feels like. I told her,